Chapter 45. The Sacred Tract. When you apportion the land into inheritances, you shall set apart a sacred tract of land for the Lord, 25,000 cubits long and 20,000 wide. Its whole area shall be sacred. Of this land, a square plot, 500 by 500 cubits, surrounded by a free space of 50 cubits, shall be assigned to the sanctuary. Also, from this sector, measure off a strip 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 wide, within which shall be the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies. This shall be the sacred part of the land belonging to the priests, the ministers of the sanctuary, who draw near to minister to the Lord. It shall be a place for their homes and pasture land for their cattle. Also, there shall be a strip 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 wide as property for the Levites, the ministers of the temple, that they may have cities to live in. As property of the city, you shall designate a strip 5,000 cubits wide and 25,000 long, parallel to the sacred tract. This shall belong to the whole house of Israel. The prince shall have a section bordering on both sides of the combined sacred tract and city property, extending westward on the western side and eastward on the eastern side, corresponding in length to one of the tribal portions from the western boundary to the eastern boundary of the land. This shall be his property in Israel, so that the princes of Israel will no longer oppress my people, but will leave the land to the house of Israel according to their tribes. Weights and measures. Thus says the Lord God, enough, you princes of Israel, put away violence and oppression, and do what is right and just. Stop evicting my people, says the Lord God. You shall have honest scales, an honest ephah, and an honest liquid measure. The ephah and the liquid measure shall be of the same size, the liquid measure equal to a tenth of a homer, and the ephah equal to a tenth of a homer. By the homer they shall be determined. The shekel shall be 20 gerahs. 20 shekels, 25 shekels, plus 15 shekels shall be your mina. Offerings. These are the offerings you shall make. 1/6 of an ephah from each homer of wheat, and 1/6 of an ephah from each homer of barley. The regulation for oil. For every measure of oil, a tenth of a measure, computed by the core of 10 liquid measures, or a homer, for 10 liquid measures make a homer. 1 sheep from the flock, for every 200 from the pasturage of Israel, for sacrifice, holocausts and peace offerings, and atonement sacrifices, says the Lord God. All the people of the land shall be bound to this offering, for the prince in Israel. It shall be the duty of the prince to provide the holocausts, cereal offerings, and libations on the feasts, new moons, and Sabbaths, on all the festivals of the house of Israel. He shall offer the sin offerings, cereal offerings, holocausts, and peace offerings to make atonement on behalf of the house of Israel. The Passover. Thus says the Lord God, on the first day of the first month, you shall use an unblemished young bull as a sacrifice to purify the sanctuary. Then the priest shall take some of the blood from the sin offering and put it on the doorposts of the temple, on the four corners of the ledge of the altar, and on the doorposts of the gates of the inner court. You shall repeat this on the first day of the seventh month for those who have sinned through inadvertence or ignorance. Thus you shall make atonement for the temple. On the 14th day of the first month, you shall observe the feast of the Passover. For 7 days, unleavened bread is to be eaten. On that day, the prince shall offer on his own behalf, and on behalf of all the people of the land, a bull as a sin offering. On each of the 7 days of the feast, he shall offer as a holocaust to the Lord 7 bulls and 7 rams without blemish, and as a sin offering, he shall offer 1 male goat each day. As a cereal offering, he shall offer 1 ephah for each bull, and 1 ephah for each ram, and he shall offer 1 hin of oil for each ephah. The Feast of Booths. On the 15th day of the 7th month, the feast day, and for 7 days, he shall perform the same rites, making the same sin offerings, the same holocausts, the same cereal offerings, and offerings of oil.